On 90.3 KZU, I'm David Wittrock. This Friday, Pacific Grove inventor Gary Kildall will formally take his spot in computer science history. The Institute of Electrical and Electronics Engineers will recognize Kildall as the inventor of the first personal computer operating system by placing a plaque at the former headquarters of his company. Kildall, who passed away in 1994, has often been referred to as the man who could have been Bill Gates, if not for one missed opportunity. But those who knew him best hope Friday's dedication will begin to change that legacy. KECU's Krista Almanzon reports.
Tom Rolander picks up a large picture from his dining room table at his home in Pacific Grove. It's of an old Victorian on Lighthouse Avenue. A group of people pose out front near a carved wooden sign that reads Digital Research.
This was a wonderful time. We had so much fun in that building.
In the picture, Rolander and his future wife, Lori, sit on the steps along with other early employees of Digital Research. The company's founder, Gary Kildall, stands off to the side. Kildall was a former Naval Postgraduate School professor, Rolander's college friend, best man in his wedding, mentor, business partner, and the inventor of the first operating system for the personal computer, called Control Program for Microcomputers, or CPM.
So at that point, CPM was a very popular operating system. It was on, I don't remember the exact number of computers that we were on, but we really did have the major operating system that could run on microcomputers.
CPM did something we all take for granted now. It made it possible for users to run any application on any computer. David Laws is with the Computer History Museum.
In the past, if you bought a Burroughs computer, you were obliged to use a Burroughs operating system and use their equipment. If you bought an IBM computer, you were obliged to buy all the IBM equipment.
Laws says Kildall's invention blew open the doors for the software industry in Silicon Valley by making it possible for developers to write software once rather than several times for every different computer out there.
Everything would be much more expensive because you couldn't get the economies of scale of writing a program for one vendor and having it work with everybody's machine. So it would be much more fragmented, much smaller, much more expensive.
But for decades, Gary Kildall's contribution to the development of the personal computer has been overshadowed by one business decision he made back in the early 1980s. The story has been told, twisted, and retold again, but it all comes down to this. When approached by IBM to use his operating system on their new personal computer, Kildall did not immediately seal the deal, and that left the door open for Bill Gates. IBM eventually signed a contract with both Kildall and Gates, allowing the consumer to pick the operating system. IBM offered CPM for $260 and Gates' PC DOS for $40. Again, Tom Rolander.
That was such a shock. I expected IBM to be fair. There was no reason why they should price it higher than PC-DOS, or certainly not that much higher than PC-DOS. So it was clear from that moment that IBM did not want CPM to succeed.
That marked the end of CPM, but not Gary Kildall. He went on to start other companies. He was a millionaire, and Rolander says he was not particularly haunted by the end of CPM, but it seems others just couldn't get over it.
And he had to keep going over and over that story. And then that story turned from that into, wow, if you'd gotten the IBM contract instead of Bill, you'd be the billionaire. You know, so how do you feel about that? So I think at some point that became a very hard thing for Gary to deal with.
It's sad to me that he's known for that instead of known for what he achieved.
That's Kildall's daughter, Kristen Kildall. Reached at her home in Seattle, she says she feels a sense of closure now that her father's invention is going to be formally recognized. This Friday, the Institute of Electrical and Electronics Engineers, or IEEE, will place a milestone plaque outside that Victorian on Lighthouse. The milestones honor significant technical achievements in electrical engineering and computing, and will recognize Kildall as the inventor of the first operating system for the personal computer.
I'm really grateful for it. I feel like there's something very permanent about it. I mean, it's an actual physical plaque, which is not going to be forgotten.
Tom Rolander also has hope that this will begin to mark Kildall's true legacy.
I don't believe there's going to be a bronze plaque anywhere near Microsoft for Bill Gates for a creation of a technology. I think this is something that Gary truly invented and did. And so I think it's the legacy for Gary, and it's the appropriate one.
The IEEE milestone will be unveiled Friday at 4 p.m. at 801 Lighthouse Avenue in Pacific Grove. Krista Almanzon, KAZU News.